Thanks, Gabe. This past summer, it was found that all but one of 111 deceased former NFL players had CTE, the degenerative brain disease often found in people with a history of repetitive brain trauma. Currently, after the diagnosis of a concussion, the only recommended treatment is rest and then a gradual return-to-play protocol. But what if there was a way to treat a concussion through medications? One drug, heavily supported by Brett Favre, is intended to be administered nasally within minutes after brain injury diagnosis. Based on the ongoing studies, there appears to be hope within the next several years, but as of now, that hope spends much of its time running through lab mazes. Studies have already shown promising results in lab rats, but the next step will be clinical trials to test its efficiency in humans. Studies like these are able to bring us one step closer to improve and even save the lives of not only football players, but also military veterans, crash and stroke victims, and perhaps even those with Alzheimer's disease. For more sports medicine news and knowledge, check out HuffPhinesInstitute.org. Until next time, this is Blake Crawford, wishing you an active and healthy week.